And we're talking about the Mediterranean diet this morning. Netsi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wade.
And as I've alluded, the Mediterranean diet, and as you said in your preamble, a very healthy diet.
Yes, you know, people always ask what would be the best diet or what is the healthiest diet. And actually, to date, the most researched diet in the world is the Mediterranean diet. So obviously, many people, they look for ways to improve their health and manage their weight and prevent chronic diseases. So what makes the Mediterranean diet so easy is actually that it is not restricted at all. Mm-hmm. It's just based on a healthy way of eating. And it's sort of been inspired by countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea. So if you look at Greece, Italy, Spain, so those people, for generations, people in those regions really have enjoyed fresh fruit, vegetables, they eat meals as families together. And then scientists actually started to study why those people in particular are healthier, live longer, happier people, if we can put it that way. And then they actually found that there's obviously a few principles that these people follow that gives us the health benefits. So the health benefits that they saw from these people living in those countries and regions is basically that they, in general, those countries, they've got the least amount of heart attacks in the world. So the reason being, in terms of heart health, is that the diet that they follow are very rich in olive oil, nuts, fatty fishes. So if we look at why that would be beneficial, it is mainly because we know that monounsaturated fatty acids generally is anti-inflammatory, and omega-3 fatty acids is anti-inflammatory as well. So if we look at our cholesterol profile, the work of the action sort of would be, it reduces your LDL cholesterol, which people know as your bad cholesterol, and then HDL cholesterol, which is your healthier cholesterol, will be increased. So that's why studies shown that if you follow this eating pattern, it can actually reduce your risk for heart attack and strokes. And then the main other thing, obviously, because they're protein sources mainly from fatty fishes, they don't really consume a lot of red meat, and processed meats are hardly available. So they really eat fresh in terms of protein. And then the second thing that they've realized is that there's less chronic diseases. So if we talk about chronic diseases, we generally link something like hypertension, type 2 diabetes, any sort of thing that's responsible with the increase of inflammation. And a big part of the Mediterranean diet is that the base of this diet is actually whole grains. So whole grains, lentils, fruits, vegetables. And because of this, it's really rich in fiber, rich in antioxidants. And antioxidants and fiber helps the body, it prevents the inflammatory process in the body. And then also because of the fiber rich diets, if we think about baked beans, butter beans, lentils, any types of fibers, very, very important in gut health. So it promotes our digestion, it keeps your gut healthy. And we all know that a healthy gut actually means a healthy immunity, because 80% of your immunity is situated in your gut. And then it just, your overall digestive function will improve by having these whole grains and fibers in your diet.
Okay.
And then another benefit of eating this way is they also found that these people have got a reduced risk of neurodegenerative diseases in terms of Alzheimer's, because the nutrients from fish, so the fish oils and the olive oils, support your brain function and it supports your nerve protection. So those are sort of the main health benefits from this diet.
Okay.
So I thought, obviously, we have to make this practical so that people can actually apply this. And I think the benefit of this is that it's really flexible, it's adaptable, and it's not a costly way of eating if we think about that. So the main thing that they do is half their plate, they always fill with vegetables. Mm. So there will be a variety of vegetables in terms of green leafy vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, broccoli, carrots. So half your plate will be filled with vegetables. Okay. Then the second thing that takes the majority of your plate is actually whole grains, and the choices that they generally have will be things like brown rice, oats, also whole grain type of pastas that's homemade. So not really white breads or refined cereals in terms of carbohydrate choices. And then within the carbohydrate choices, the other thing that's also important, we have to remember that the legume family, which is your baked beans, your butter beans, lentils, split peas, is also forms part of this whole grain and rich in soluble fiber, and also an excellent source of protein in a way. So obviously that's your plant-based type of protein. So you can see that if you look at the plate, it's veggies and whole grains. Mm. And then the third thing that they would generally add to this will be olive oil, avocado pear, and they always eat it in a fresh state. So if we think about olive oil, they will drizzle it over salads, they will drizzle it over pasta. It's not necessarily something that they would choose to fry with or cook with. They in their culture, they use it in the natural way. So by eating olives, tapenades, drizzling the oil, eating avos in conjunction with their meals. And then obviously the big thing is that they've got fish. So we can at least try to aim for fish twice a week. And obviously for us, it might be a little bit more difficult in terms of getting it fresh. But then we've got sauces like sardine or mackerel, or salmon or tuna from a tin, which is totally fine if we are not, obviously, because the Mediterranean countries, it's easier for them to get the fatty fishes fresh. So for us, maybe a little bit more difficult. But yeah, if you can't get fresh, you can always go for the tin. And then also, in terms of desserts, they would go for fruit-based desserts. So it would be maybe baked apples or fresh berries or something with grapes, not really processed sugary type of sweet things with unhealthy fats part of that treat, if I can put it like that. And then this is a very important thing, and I think for us South Africans sometimes we miss this, but one of the key factors of the Mediterranean lifestyle is actually that they emphasize mindful eating. So having social connections, sharing meals with family or friends. And if we eat this way, it actually encourages slower eating, greater enjoyment of food. So that's a big part of their culture. And I also think in terms of lifestyle and longevity, taking a pause, you know, having fun and laughter with friends and family is a big health benefit. It might not sound like it, but it really is. And then in conjunction with that, physical activity. So walking regularly, gardening, cycling, anything that complements, you know, activity in your lifestyle. And if you think about those countries, it's way easier to walk, to do, you know, they've got bicycles that they can cycle with to markets or whatever else. So it's a little, it's a totally different way of living than we live in South Africa. So obviously for us, we have to make time to be active because we can't really walk to work.
Yeah.
If you don't stay close, if you're not next door with your bicycle. So, which is quite sad, but so obviously for us, we have to make a little bit more time and effort and emphasis on being active. Yeah, so that's really what it is. So if I just have to, I think for us, what you have to do is try and choose foods that's available locally in your community, and then you can try and include some of these principles. So we can go more plant-based, we can choose the healthy fats, buy the fish from the tin. And I think, again, the emphasis on less processed foods, go back to eating real food. It's really, I'm an advocate for that. You know, try and get the real foods stuff and cook it yourself. It's still the best way of eating. So I think what this learns us is that healthy eating certainly does not have to be complicated. We can just go back to basic, eating natural, like going to the local market, get some fresh stuff, take it home, boil it, and have it with whatever protein is available. So I think that's a lesson for us. Something that's manufactured is not always better. I think media makes it that might be the next big better thing.
But not necessarily.
It's definitely. When it comes to food, I think the more natural, the better.
And Unetsi, sort of one of the things that I can take from what you've described is that the Mediterranean diet is also probably more of a lifestyle than a diet as such. You know, it's all about your whole lifestyle, living in that, especially in that part of the world, where I think things are a lot more festive, a lot more family orientated. And just generally more down to earth.
Yes. So people always ask, you know, what's the best diet? But there's actually a diet's not the way to go. You have to change your lifestyle. And I think if you look at these people and the way they have been living, they've been living like that. So it's their tradition for generations. So clearly we have to, if weight is a problem, you definitely have to change your lifestyle and not necessarily choose a diet that you think, you will lose the weight, but the minute you stop it. If you don't change a few basic principles that will lead to long-term weight loss and weight management, that's the wrong route that you are taking. So definitely a lifestyle change, because if you can get that right, you will lose the weight over time. And the important thing is that you will be able to maintain that weight, and you will be happy, and it will be easy because you've changed your lifestyle. And it's not the stress factor that, oh, I need to stick to this specific diet to lose the weight. So it's more like really, really learning techniques and principles that will get you to prevent diseases, to lose weight. So it's a journey.
It's a marathon, a long marathon. Yes.
It's a long marathon, ultra if you want.
Ultra, super ultra. But like you said, and you know, to emphasize that it's actually, if it's going to work, no matter what diet you choose, it's got to be part of your lifestyle.
Yes,
otherwise, it's just definitely a fad. It's just going to put everything back where it was before you started. Well, once again, good advice from Unetsi. Unetsi, if somebody wants to, maybe they need to change lifestyles and need to work out a food eating plan, how do they get in touch with you to make use of your services?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.